I don't know why, but everything feels a little off as I walk down the hall toward my Brit Lit class, the strap of my backpack clutched in my hand like a lifeline. Maybe it's the fact that I'm freezing, my whole body trembling with a cold that has seeped all the way to my bones. Maybe it's the fact that the hand clutching my backpack is bruised and sore, like I got into a fight with the wall and lost. Or maybe it's the fact that everyone, and I mean everyone, is staring at me. And it's not in that best of times kind of way. You'd think I'd have gotten used to the staring by now, since it kind of comes with the territory when you're a vampire prince's girlfriend. But nope. And definitely not okay when every vampire, witch, dragon, and werewolf in the place is stopping to stare at you with their eyes wide and their mouths gaping even wider. Like today. Which, to be honest, really isn't a very good look for any of them. I mean, come on. Aren't I to be the one weirded out in this equation? They've known all along that humans exist. It's only been about a week since I found out the monster in my closet is real. As are the ones in my dorm room, my glasses, and sometimes in my arms. So shouldn't I be the one walking around with my mouth wide open as I stare at them?
Grace?
I recognize the voice and turn with a smile, only to find Mikai gawking at me, his normally warm brown complexion more waxy than I've ever seen it. Hey, there you are. I thought I was going to have to read Hamlet all by myself today.
Hamlet?
His hands that fumbled the phone out of his front pocket are anything but steady. Yeah, Hamlet. The play we've been reading for Britlit since I got here? I'm suddenly uncomfortable as he continues to stare at me like he's seen a ghost. Or worse. This definitely isn't typical Mikai behavior. We're performing a scene today, remember?
We're not reading.
He stops as his thumbs fly over his phone as he sends what his face says is the most important text of his life. Are you okay? You don't look so good.
I don't look so good.
He shoves a trembling hand through his long, dark locks.
Grace, you're...
Yes, Foster. Are you all right?
We both turn to Mr. Badar, the lunar astronomy teacher, striding down the hall. I'm fine. I'm just trying to get to class before the bell rings. I blink up at him when he stops directly in front of us. He's looking a lot more freaked out than an early morning hallway exchange warrants, especially since all I'm doing is talking to a friend.
We need to find your uncle.